And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. You know, the second national HBCU Brain Trust is underway this week in Washington, hosted by Representative Alma Adams, co-chair of the bipartisan HBCU Caucus at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference to celebrate HBCUs and tech partnerships. Companies and schools will co-present on their current partnerships that are strengthening campus recruitment, retention efforts, and workforce development. We're blessed to have joining us today for this segment, Danielle Holly Walker, Dean of Howard University School of Law. Welcome to the broadcast, Ms. Walker.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we, you know, we're really excited about what the great work that's taking place there with the opportunities for major tech companies to interact with the nation's HBCUs, reshaping and defining America's workforce. So what role would you play there with Howard University in making the HBCU Brain Trust a success there in Washington this week?
Well, I had the privilege of being on the second panel of the HBCU Brain Trust today, and it was a panel that featured women presidents of HBCUs, and I was also on the panel with them. And a lot of the discussion was around strengthening public-private partnerships, and so I had a great opportunity to talk about Howard's private public partnerships, including the Howard West initiative that takes our Howard students out to Silicon Valley, including Google, and then also to talk about some of the other things that we're doing at Howard, including at the law school, to partner with corporations to help strengthen the opportunities for our students. So it was a great panel and an opportunity to hear about the ways that HBCUs are really innovating and the way that corporations are partnering with HBCUs to help make that happen.
That is awesome. That's right. I got a chance to read about that last year when you guys launched that. Elaborate a little bit more about what you're doing out there in Silicon Valley.
So the HBCU, the Howard West program, is one that really started at Google, and it takes Howard students to Google and really has them there for the entire summer, and we're going to expand it out to being the fall and the spring semesters. And they work at Google. They live out in Silicon Valley. They have the opportunity to really get to know the company and have mentorship and be introduced to all the various things that the company does. Howard has expanded it to other companies in Silicon Valley, and some of the companies like Google are now expanding to other HBCUs. So it's a partnership that started with Howard and Google that's really expanding out to Silicon Valley companies and expanding out to other HBCUs. So it's been incredibly kind of fruitful and innovative, really visionary, I think, effort that was started by Howard.
Wow, that is just absolutely incredible. If you're just joining us, you tune in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. You know, the second national HBCU Brain Trust is underway this week in Washington, hosted by Representative Alma Adams. She's the co-chair of the bipartisan HBCU Caucus. The Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference is celebrating HBCUs and tech partnerships this week in Washington, and companies and schools will co-present on their current partnerships that are strengthening campus recruitment, retention efforts, and workforce development. We're blessed to have with us, joining us for this segment, Danielle Holly Walker, Dean of Howard University School of Law, and she's talking about the Howard West program with Google in Silicon Valley. Danielle, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Got some time. This is really exciting stuff. The Howard West program, the great success you guys have had out there in Silicon Valley with Google. Understanding it's expanding now to other high-tech companies and other HBCUs are getting involved. You guys are leading the way there at Howard. And just give us the information, if you'll, kind of the backdrop on actually really how that all kind of came together, if you will. There's a lot to talk about, I know, here and there, but let's talk about how this all really kind of came together, the Howard West program, Silicon Valley initiative with Google.
Dr. Frederick, the president of Howard University, had a, you know, idea along with people at Google that, you know, there was such a shortage of African Americans who are joining the Silicon Valley technology firms. And I think obviously one of the places to start when you're looking for more outstanding African American recruits is to start at Howard University. Dr. Frederick has spent a lot of time out in Silicon Valley working with top people at the various technology firms to talk about the ways in which we can partner. We're proud at the School of Law to have some top graduates who are at Silicon Valley firms. And we know that having Howard and HBCU students there in the room is critical to expanding diversity at corporations. So we have one of our top graduates is at PayPal, and she really, Wandi Walcott, and she really is an outstanding example of what happens when you have more Howard graduates, more HBCU graduates in the room. And beyond Howard West, we have some other obviously exciting partnerships at the law school. We have a really robust partnership with Ernst & Young and many other corporations to really embed them in the law school in a way that helps them to create more diversity. With Ernst & Young, we work with them on creating more African-American tax lawyers.
That's incredibly awesome. Again, if you're just joining us, you're tuned in with the HBC Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. And I just had somebody just chime in and joining this great conversation that I'm having right now with Danielle Hawley Walker, the Dean of Howard University School of Law. We got the Brain Trust going on right now in Washington, D.C., in conjunction with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference. Has been hosted by Representative Alma Adams, who's the co-chair of the bipartisan HBCU caucus. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Wendy Lewis from McDonald's.
Hey, Wendy Lewis, Chief Global Diversity Officer at McDonald's Corporation. Thanks for joining the broadcast. Yeah. Welcome. So happy to have you join today. So there you are. You're in Washington, HBCU Brain Trust. And gosh, you know, it's all about creating opportunities for major tech companies to interact with nation's HBCUs and reshaping and dividing America's workforce. So what role do you hope that McDonald's will play in all of this, Wendy?
Well, one, in terms of letting folks know where we are just in terms of employment opportunities to date, but also where we are exploring going to. So one of the things I was happy to share with the audience this morning is actually McDonald's Archways to Opportunities program. Archways gives our crew, we love addressing things from a C-to-C perspective, from the crew to the C-suite, but especially our crew and our restaurant employees, the opportunity to pay for some of that college tuition just by working in our restaurants. One of the favorite commercials that is fortunately on TV a lot is where the young man comes from. With his magic outfit.
All of America love that commercial, right?
We love all just that commercial.
It seems like that's our nephew or something, you know? It's
the perfect person, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, McDonald's has added an additional $150 million to that Archway program to make sure that we have additional scholarship money for those folks participating as well as new folks coming in. The other thing that's really sort of a game-changing mindset for us, it's been there, but I just think that we want to let folks know that particularly folks with that STEM education are going along, you know, the science, technology, and engineering and sort of math mindset is also a phenomenal place being McDonald's for them. I don't know if a lot of folks know how many people are on board with us, who are food scientists and our data engineers and our civil engineers and on the actuarial side and the analytics side and the mobile app product development, the digital product, component to run a global business to the extent that we do that whole, sort of framework of technology, of science, of innovation is very, very present in our company. So we are hoping to become one of those new attractive places for folks looking for that STEM education or that career development that we want them to consider McDonald's as not just being a great place to be and to eat, but a great place to continue their careers. And then the other part of this that to me is one of my favorite parts about sharing McDonald's messages really within our owner operators themselves. We have a number of owner-operators who come from HBCUs who have gone from working in the restaurant to owning the restaurant. So you have that wonderful business case, but they also give back in very big ways to their HBCUs and to other universities as well. So for us, we call it the three-legged stool. It's embedded in our employees, our supply chain with our entrepreneurs, as well as our owner-operators themselves. So I just think it's a good story that we want to share with more people.
That is an awesome story. And gosh, it's been incredible to having both of you join the broadcast today. Danielle Hawley-Walker, Dean, Howard University School of Law. Wendy Lewis, Chief Global Diversity Officer at McDonald's Corporation. Mm-hmm. They're the HBCU Brain Trust, underway this week in Washington, D.C., hosted by Representative Alma Adams, the co-chair of the bipartisan HBCU Caucus at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference to celebrate HBCUs and tech partnerships. Ladies, to both of you, thanks so much for joining the broadcast today and for all that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. God bless. Until next time.